Let's go ahead and start. And then if the others join us, the other board members, will you just let me know?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Welcome everybody. We call this meeting to order. Today is Monday, June 23rd. It is 10:07 a.m. Those in attendance are Hannigan. Oh, and Hannah's filling in for Hannah today. So we welcome Hannah.
Thank
Hannah,
you.
can you just run through the list of who is online?
Yes. You have Jody Hart Wilson, Heidi Bowerly, Brad Taylor, Crystal Taylor, Susie Mortensen, I believe is SM, Dom Binky, Darren Marshall, Hannah Dorius, and Kelly Simonson. I believe that's it.
Okay. We have
Ray has been great to work with.
sorry, my phone is ringing. Okay, we have a couple board trainings. We have our Open and Public Meetings Act and our review of our wellness policy. So let's move to that portion of the agenda.
Based in Georgia. So it's easy for them to get to Sea Island.
Who's going to take?
I think
Andy,
that
are you going to speak to this, the Open and Public Meetings Act training?
Yes, but can you guys give me just a few minutes? I'm transferring from my phone to my computer as well. Can we move to the other one real quick?
Yes. So the wellness policy is on here. It just needs to be reviewed by the board every couple of years. It was included in your documentation. Does anybody have any questions on it?
I don't think so.
Okay, if there are any questions, we can just make sure it's marked as reviewed. It just has to be brought before the board. It doesn't need a vote or anything. So that's the policy.
Hannah, I've just looked at it just now, and this looks like an old version because I know that I've made an updated one. This has previous director on there and some other employees who are no longer here.
Okay, we might have had an old copy. Is
That's
your new
right.
copy on your website? I can pull it up really quick and the board can take a peek at it.
I'm not sure. Let me pull up anything I have on it. Let me look at our website.
Would it be this one in amended June 2022?
No, well, no, I don't think so.
Okay. That's the one that's in your board policy manual that I can see, but it may be somewhere else.
Does this need to be done today?
It's just up for review. It can be done another time.
Let's go ahead and put this on the side, and then Kelly, if you can, when you find that most updated one, we'll put it back on the agenda.
Okay.
Okay, Heidi, did we give you enough time to be up and running your
Yes, I'm going to be talking through my phone and pulling this up. So give me 1 second. My computer, of course, wanted to restart, all the good stuff. Okay, Open and Public Meeting Act. Here we go. So, Open and Public Meeting Act. Can you guys hear me okay? I'm on my phone, so.
Yep.
Okay. Open Public and Meeting Act is required to be reviewed, and all boards need to be trained on it annually. Basically, Open Meetings Act means that public bodies need to deliberate and take action openly. And Charter School Board is a public body. So When you're having a meeting, what constitutes an actual meeting is when a quorum of the members of the get together to act under its authority. So sometimes boards will get together to go to lunch and those things are fine. However, if you start discussing business, then of course we need to stop that and follow all the other rules of the Open Public Meeting Act. As you know, these can take place in person or electronically. This board does everything electronically. And even if you're doing a retreat or a work session, that needs to be done in an open public. That needs to follow all the Open Public Meeting Act requirements. Here's a few requirements of the notice of meeting. It needs to be posted 24 hours prior. When Brad was just asking about those two items on the agenda, you know, if those aren't posted 24 hours prior, then no action can be taken and no discussion can take place regarding those types of discussions if they aren't listed on the agenda. The agenda also needs to include date, time, place, action items. I know this probably feels really redundant to you guys. I'm just making sure that we hit all the required pieces of this. Also know that you can do a closed meeting. Closed meeting has, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 reasonings why you can do a closed meeting. And this includes, most often it's like interviewing candidates for board positions, a real estate purchase, and or discussing the mental or physical health, character, or professional competence of an individual. There's a few other things that fall under that, but most of our boards go into public meeting for or closed session for that, excuse me. What else? The description of the closed session is not required to be specific, but two-thirds of board members must be present to vote to close that meeting. Board action cannot take place during those closed meetings. When the meeting is over, your liaison will write up the minutes and put the recording of the meeting up into the Open Public Meeting website so the public can have it and access it. That needs to happen within 3 days. All public meetings can be grandma requested. Keep in mind the emails between board members can be grandma requested. Don't put anything in an email that you don't want in court or published in a newspaper. Just a little friendly reminder. If open meeting law is broken, some things that could happen, actions taken place in the meeting could be voided. It is a Class B misdemeanor for a member of a public body to know or intentionally violate the law. Many times, though, if there's something that happens in a board meeting, we're able to resolve it in the next board meeting. If something, I hate to say the word illegal, or inadvertently happens during a public meeting, then a lot of times boards can update it or address it in the next board meeting. So really, it isn't as scary as it sounds. That's the quick and dirty. Does anybody have any questions?
I think we're good. This is a reminder. We have this every year. It's required.
Yes, it's required every single year. So it's just a reminder and a training that you guys can cross off your list.
And I do think it turns up, you know, the RSVP is 10. We
also okay.
Manage that.
All right. Well, if there's no other questions or thoughts or comments, we'll just move to the next item on the agenda, which is our consent items, which is our minutes from our last meeting, which is our meeting and closed session meeting from May 13th. Do I have a motion to approve our minutes from our May 13th meeting?
This is Susie. I will make a motion to approve the meetings from the board meeting and closed session minutes from the May 13th, 2025 meeting.
Okay.
This is Darren, and I second it.
Susie's made the motion. Darren's made the second. All those in favor of approving the May 13th, 2025 board meeting minutes and our closed session minutes, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that has been approved. Okay. I don't see any Anybody from the public today? So we'll move on to our closed session. We have a couple things to discuss here. So can I get a motion to move to closed session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property pursuant to Utah Code 524205? LD and to discuss the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual pursuant to K-52-4205.
This is Susie. I'll make that motion to go into closed session.
Okay. Darren, do you have a second?
I second it.
Okay. There's a motion to go into closed session. Hannah, we need to have roll call to go into closed session, correct?
Yes.
Do you want to do that?
Oh, sure. Jody Hart Wilson.
Yes.
Darren Marshall.
Yes.
And Susie Mortensen.
Yes.
Perfect.
And Crystal, right?
She's there. I don't think Crystal's on.
Oh, sorry. I'm just helping Hannah liaison. So I won't vote.
Different Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. And I just want to make note that it's 10:18.